this way all night. How can we help you, honey?
Message for my best and highest.
Okay. And say your first name.
Joyce.
It really is kind of like a piggyback to that prior message, that like the joy of the Lord is my strength. And so this is for you, and say your name one more time.
Joyce.
This is for you to begin to trust what you hear within rather than without. So in other words, you know, let's say you're looking at more family arguments, or let's say you're looking at the news and thinking, oh boy, here we go again, or, you know, whatever the concern of the day may be. And say your name one more time. As you step into a space of no fear, in other words, dropping the fear, dropping the expectation where your mind's already played it out. Well, if this happens, therefore, this is going to be the end result, and this isn't going to be good at all. Because that's the reason we go into fear, is we're expecting the past to reoccur. We're expecting that which has happened historically to occur again. And so as you have the willingness to release the mind's interpretation, and you move into a space of not knowing. In other words, just like no mind, don't know, like not knowing. And say your name one more time.
Joyce.
You will feel the sense of relief, the sense almost of like, you're going to feel it first on a personal level, interesting enough. It's almost going to be like spiritual pride a little bit, which is fine. Kind of like, oh, I did it. So that's the first level. And then the second level is you move into a place where they're saying you're spoken for. In other words, you're going to start mastering receiving Holy Communion or divine communication. And say your name one more time.
Joyce.
And so your opportunity, therefore, is really to be the way shower. You're not trying to change the external reality. What you're doing is you're holding that space of truth. God, I got blue lights going off. Those are blue orbs. Those are your guides. You're holding a space of truth in the midst of the calamity. So the calamity may continue on a linear level, but as you hold that space of love, as you hold that space of oneness with that divine presence within, basically you're holding, how do I explain this? It's like you're holding the consciousness of love for when the parties that are maybe still struggling or still in strife have opportunity to see clearly. So it's almost like people that are ready to drown or whatever, but here's your lifesaver. So they may not take it directly, they may not take it all at once. It may be 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 10 years, but in fact things are rocking and rolling on the inner levels. Because what you want to remember is as you offer that light, as you offer that semblance of truth, that semblance of hope, in seeing what you're going to be shown really is the purity. What you're going to be shown is them in their liberated states, you know, as divine beings, as spirits, believing in their ego, something like that. And as you hold that place of innocence, what you do is it's like you send and say your name one more time, please.
Joyce.
You send gentle reminders of truth, so that it's sort of like someone oh my God, like imagine a little kid just having a temper tantrum because whatever didn't go right that day, and they're just really in angst, they're really distressed, and you're sitting there or standing there holding their favorite like cupcake or donut or whatever it is, and they're just all like so upset, and you're just standing there like well, if you know, just patiently waiting for them to calm down and notice there's a sweet treat that's being offered. In fact, that's what's occurring on a very important inner level. So if you remember that there's no separation, that even though it may seem like there's still energy kind of spinning around that has already been propelled, that's already like the force is already having it move, that in fact there is an opening that is being received on another level of truth, so that even if it's not received immediately on some important level, if you can remember, everyone's multidimensional, so people are actually able to do more than one thing at one time. They'll be receiving it on another level, which is it's almost like you're dropping water, drip, 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 and eventually you get the pond. Eventually, you know, you get the pond where they can basically put their boat in and sail away. So this goes back to you being a way shower, and you're extremely gifted, extremely gifted. And there's oh my gosh, let me get this last part and say your name one more time.
Joyce.
And it's for you to oh gosh, how do I say this? Joyce, say your name one more time.
Joyce.
Receive the good life. Receive the good life. In other words, you can. They're saying like Mary, your beloved. You can come home. Like in Christ, in other words, you and the Holy Family literally are one. they really are. You have beautiful access to them. Whatever you've done in other lifetimes is really pretty extraordinary, because they're just right there with you. So what they're recommending is to turn the attention within, in terms of coming home to self, and then as you do. That offering, remember, you can never bring something to yourself without bringing it to another, because everyone really is you. And so it's like, to bottom line it, what I could have said is you're lighting a candle in the darkness. You're lighting a candle in the darkness. So, and say your name one more time.
Joyce.
So again, this is about going into that place of peace. It's almost like, you know, people reported when they went to see like Yogananda that there was he had such a peace that it almost like didn't matter what was going on that was wrong with you or what you were upset about. Like as soon as you were in his energy field, it all kind of just didn't matter. it truly didn't, because he really just glowed with that inner spirit, with that inner smile. And you have performed, and say your name one more time.
Joyce.
You have, oh gosh, I don't know who you were in this other lifetime, to be honest, but you're quite gifted. You're quite gifted. And so they're saying that your mind kind of trips you up, because you're trying to like intellectually figure this out and saying, I don't know what I'm doing. And that's just ego talk. So as you just simply move to the higher energies, to your heart, and call in support and have that willingness to receive, just remember you receive on behalf of all. That makes sense? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Your soul is beautiful. your soul is really quite beautiful. I see you outside a house. I guess it's Mary Magdalene that you're talking to. Yeah, they're saying dream big, dream big. Your inner world is really going to be opening up step by step, as literally as you dream big. In other words, if you remember, there's no separation. Then of course you can be with any and all masters, and especially those that you've had direct contact with in other streams of life, or what we would call lifetimes. And I'll leave you with that. Yeah, beautiful. Aw, I know. I'm just loving your messages lately. They're just, I know.
They're overwhelming.
Uh-huh, really fantastic.
Thank you.
Hello.
How are you?
Awesome, honey. How can I help you?
Can I have a message? And I have two questions.
Okay. Oh, okay. You've got some new, I know you hear spirit and all that groovy stuff, but you actually have some new entries coming forth that are helping you to sort of speed things up. So they're asking you, and say your first name, please.
Teddy.
They're asking you to prioritize just getting a little bit quiet and listening and opening up. How do I explain this one moment, please? Mm-hmm. Teddy, say your name one more time.
Teddy.
And say it one more time.
Teddy.
They're going to be teaching you things beyond your current level of understanding. Beyond my current level of understanding as well. So it's going to require on your part a little bit more intention or focus. So they're looking at me and they're like, you could take notes on this one too. So it's sort of like sometimes, you know, I'll have my coffee, do my prayers, and then I'll just do a little quick channeling for myself and, you know, off I go making lunches and all that good stuff. And so they're saying, yeah, that works for like the preliminary information. That's good. That's good. But what they're challenging you to do, and say your name one more time,
Teddy,
is to trust that it's almost like you're in graduate school now, or you're in some like advanced, oh, I don't know. I just feel like it has to do with like quantum physics or something like where you want to just... And say your name one more time, sweetheart.
Teddy.
It's almost like they're revealing the secrets of the universe to you. I mean, that's what it feels like, honestly. Like things that are that used to be very esoteric, but now are just very practical things to know. And they say you qualify. So it's information that somehow you're going to be using, and you're going to use it. It's almost like you go in and out of dimensions, or I don't know, you're very good. And so you're going to be using it on a very practical level. It's like information. You know what you remind me? You're like one of these, like that princess in Star Wars or whatever, and it's like, you know, she's got, like, because of her status, because of her level, she has access to things other people would only dream of having access to. Well, you're one of those kind of people. You just have access to almost like the motherboard of creation or the universe, or I don't really understand, to be honest, but it's just like quantum mechanics or how things operate. Anyway, it's not just for you to write a channeling book or anything. It's really... you're going to step down and make use of it on a practical level. So the bottom line, and say your name one more time, please.
Teddy.
They need you to stay a little stiller. They need you to like have a cup of tea with them rather than whatever your method of receiving spirit is. I don't feel like it needs to be like any formal thing, as much as and say your name one more time, please. As much as like really reserving time for them, like almost like if you had a really good friend or a really beautiful favorite relative, you would make time for them. It's like, I'm going to go visit my favorite aunt now, and you know, you make time for her. You sit and have tea with her, whatever she'd want to do, mm-hmm. and you would chat. That's what they need you to do, to really spend time, to anchor in that place. place because it requires, and say your name one more time.
Teddy.
It requires a little bit more diligent application. Like, in other words, the stuff's not going to come down in the first 3 seconds that you're there. You may, whatever your method is, whether you meditate or you just kind of open up, whatever you do, just do it an extra couple of minutes, I would say. And they're going to enlighten you. They're going to enlighten you. I feel like you're going to get downloads. I feel like you already are, but there's something more that they want to gift you with, and it just requires a little bit more. They're showing me like a Buddha, where it's like he's planted. He's not going anywhere. He's like grounded. So that's the message. So take that. They're saying take that into consideration. They can wait, so it's not something that needs to be done tomorrow. But and say your name one more time, please.
Teddy.
They're saying it doesn't have to be done tomorrow, but the sooner the better. No pressure. It's. I don't know. You're very good. I don't know what you do, my friend, but you're very good at what you do. And it's like they want to give you more information so you can do more. It's kind of like that.
Okay.
And your questions?
Yes. I don't know. Okay. So, about like being focused and having intention, there are times when I get messages that are really sporadic. And lately, it's always at like 4:44 or 4:04. I always hear like a choir of angels just like singing in my ears, and it gets louder and louder. And I thought I was going crazy, and I like checked around the whole house. There was no TV on, like it wasn't the AC, and I was like freaking out. And I tried listening in further to see if there was a message there, and I felt like that was it.
Okay. You're definitely not going crazy. I have people hearing like, what the lady yesterday? She was like, it sounds like, some kind of insects. And when I tuned in, I saw these big, huge birds like whoosh, whoosh. And it's just traveling dimensions. I mean, people are opening up to all sorts of, they keep saying practical, very practical things. Like, in other words, because we're expanding our consciousness, they're saying that we didn't come here just to live. This one guy is just very funny. I can't get his joke, but he's just all over himself. He thinks he's so funny. That they're like, obviously you have abilities, like you didn't come here just to be this linear character. And he's laughing. But he's laughing with us. He's laughing with us because he listened to the beginning message, and when we kept saying, you know, expect miracles, and he says, honey, he says, I don't know who this guy is. He says the pre-show hasn't even begun yet. So this is about really offering yourself to spirit, really offering yourself to the light, because as you're willing to release like the belief in suffering, like they're saying, you know, to each of us that we still believe we're linear, like he's being kind of hard on me actually. He's almost like a Zen master kind of thing. He's knocking on my head and he says, anyone home? And he's just jesting, but I do feel like he's got that kind of like Zen master, you know, cracking the whip kind of thing. To really understand our might, to really understand our power, that we've been playing it, gosh, I don't know how to say it, like way too small, that we're still buying into the linear concept. And he's like, it's almost like boot camp, you know, like throwing the covers off people. It's like, wake up,
yeah.
Wake up. And literally like shining the light. And he says, you know, it's really time to explore your sensitivity. And what he means by that is your abilities and who you really are. And allow yourself, permit yourself to shine. That he says, you know, you're still being a little coy, a little shy. And he says, you know, you're wet behind the ears. He says, you'll get the hang of it. But he really wants you to step up and step into like that grand expectation of truth, because as you will permit yourself to sort of own that which you're receiving, I'm literally looking at, oh my gosh, it's like a house that, what do you call those? From the sun, it lights solar panels, whatever. Like the entire side is just receiving the energy from the sun. And he says, that's you, that's you, that's you. And he says, it's time, it's time, it's time. So this is about not only the choir of angels that they're tuning up to escort you. I feel like they're going to be escorting you somewhere. He says, you know, like this is just, imagine going to a concert. Oh my gosh, the energy, your energy is so vast is the only way to explain you. He says, imagine going to a concert and there's an orchestra, you know, you got the violins and all that. And so when you're sitting down, they're just tuning up. I guess that's what they're doing, you know, and it's like the violins, like doing its little thing, getting the music, getting everything right before the conductor actually comes on stage. He says, that's what you're hearing. That's what you're hearing. This is just, you know, the preparation as you're opening up, as you're opening up. And say your first name, please.
Teddy.
And say it one more time.
Teddy.
When I tune into you, this is what it feels like. You ever see one of these movies where, the astronauts go off to space, and I forget what they call it. They have it like in Houston or whatever, where the control, you know, they're all monitoring what's going on. And so they're all sitting in their little desks looking at the spacecraft or whatever. So if you see one of these rooms are pretty big because there are a lot of people supporting. When I tune into you and say your name one more time,
Teddy,
the vastness of your expansiveness you know, we're all multidimensional, so that means we're not linear. But when I tune into you, oh gosh, how do I say this without scaring you? Say your name one more time, please.
Teddy, you can scare me.
You could tune into this overnight. Like overnight, you're playing with it. You're playing with it. How do I say this? I'm gonna say it this way. Like imagine, like, you know, a guy likes you, or I'm gonna step out. You think a guy likes you or whatever, and so like you go and you get your soda or at the bar or whatever, and you kind of see, like, you can just feel the energy of it, so you think a guy likes you, but you're pretending not to notice, and you're kind of like just talking to your girlfriend, like, but you know he's there. That's how you are with your spiritual destiny. It's kind of like, yeah,
it's so funny.
Okay, maybe you're there, maybe you're there, and you kind of just take a little quick wink, like wink over, and but you're still playing something between nonchalant and hard to get. I can't figure out what it is. And say your name one more time.
Teddy.
It's all sitting there. Like I'm looking in dimensions. I'm looking at, oh gosh, tons of stuff I don't understand, but it looks fantastic to me. The reason I have such clear access to it, probably more than anybody I've ever tuned into, to be quite frank. The reason I have such clear access to it, they're saying, is because you're ready, because you have complete access to it. But you're just sort of like, yeah, I'll get there. Yeah. Well, let me just go to the movies and then maybe I'll settle down and do this. So here's what they want to say to you, and say your name one more time. They're saying it's a joy ride. I don't know if I've said this to you before, maybe I have. It still feels like you think there's just so much responsibility that goes with the package. It's sort of like, well, can I just play first? Can I just go out with my friends or something? I don't know what it is. But they're saying it's a joy ride. It's a joy ride. Like life, like you can still do the fun things. I feel like I'm like recruited here. You can still do the fun things on Earth, but it's actually more joyful because you know how, like, you know the mechanics of what's really going on. So you can still have fun while you're here. You're almost like, you know, if an ET comes here, it's like they still get to look at the beautiful sunsets or rainbows, even though they're busy doing what they're doing. So in other words, you still get to, like, they're saying it's not a drag. It's not a drag. They're saying, trust us in this. Trust us in this. I hope that helps.
It does.
Yeah.
And I appreciate your guys' patience.
No, you're fine. Yeah, because we're fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any information that you have about past life stuff? I've been able to tune into it and, like, with other people that I've been around, but if there's anything that, like, because I feel like there's patterns in our past lives that move on into this life. I feel like possibly there could be a pattern happening now that I'm not aware of that is also.
You don't like to be stuck. Yeah, you don't like to be stuck. That's what I'm telling you. That's what I'm seeing is your pattern. They're saying you're quick draw McGraw. it's like, that's from some cartoon from the old days. But I think it was a horse, or I don't know who it was. He would just be what with the guns. You know, it's like the old West or whatever. So quick draw. But the point is, You don't want to be tied down. You don't want to be lassoed. You want to be fancy, footloose and fancy free. It's part of why you're avoiding your spiritual divine appointment, but it also shows up in your relationship arena. One moment, please. I feel like you had several lifetimes when you really suffered under the hands of another. You slipped into different timelines to expose truth. And so you picked certain families where you could kind of, like, really rock the boat and really sprinkle some kindness in very austere, oh gosh, almost usually male dominant sort of trappings. And you felt very violated. You felt very suffocated. And you felt downright angry about the whole thing. So I'm not seeing you being very kind to relationships that require commitment or require downgrading your energy, your efforts. It's sort of like, I just keep hearing you in these other lifetimes, free me, free me. I mean, you, sometimes you're saying that because you're literally, like, physically incarcerated, even though you're not in jail. It's sort of like, I can't figure out if this is your husband or your father, but you're physically restrained. Like, you don't even have physical freedom to do what you want. Now, what was cool about you is you're so good in working the higher awarenesses that you literally spent most of that time, like, outside your body, you know, so you were kind of okay, but you resented the heck out of it. You ended up with a little bit of karma because of it. Because of that anger, because of that, like, I'll show you kind of stuff. So there's a big emphasis on freedom. There's a big emphasis on not being, oh gosh, you were strangled in one of these cute little lifetimes. But it was important. It was important because you actually went for the worst, to be honest. You went where the darkness was. You went where, you know, you could do the most good. I mean, you really are a, not a jet setter. You are like a jet setter in disguise. You're just a spiritual warrior. So you would go into really, like, kind of yucky situations to break the chains. The hope was if you went into a situation and married this man, that you could kind of talk some sense into him and work behind the scenes. And you did, when Lifetime, you did make some headway. You also, because he really wasn't that much fun to be around, you had an affair with one of his, whoever he was, and you got caught. It wasn't so good. But it wasn't good for you, but it was good for the kingdom or the count, the society, because before you went down, you really did make change. I mean, you're really good. I don't know how to explain this to you. So I'll say it this way. You don't understand how good you are, is what they're saying. You really don't understand how talented you are. But in terms of Lifetimes, you may find it like a little sticky in terms of settling down or having like an ordinary relationship. You could have a relationship, you could have a marriage, but it would be unconventional, where you felt free. You have to feel free. You just have to. So it may be we're going to have two houses, or I don't know what it is, but you're going to have that permission to have that flying room, that personal space. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you could end up sabotaging it just because it's going to trigger that past life stuff. All right, let me see what else I can tell you. And say your first name.
Teddy.
I don't know who you were. I'm trying to look at the book. You were very, very, very smart. I don't know if it's science or philosophy, and I really understand those are two very different subjects. I'm trying to figure out which. But in one of those subjects, you wrote a lot of books that are present today. We know about them today. And you did that to bring forth awareness. Let me see what those books are. And say your name one more time, please.
Teddy.
Oh gosh, I'm just going to start babbling. That may open it up a little bit. You didn't do it by yourself. You were part of a group that was trying to affect social change. And I guess those books went underground or burned or whatever they were. And say your name one more time. But they've been retrieved, or somebody kept copies of them. So the copies are here on Earth right now.
Was it in Italy?
Was it in Italy?
Mm-hmm.
It definitely could be. It definitely wasn't here. Yeah, it was definitely in Europe somewhere. So it could be Italy. You're going to work closely. I wish I knew what that group was about. But you're going to work very closely with the people from that lifetime. In this lifetime, you're going to meet them, and kind of have that activation of remembrance, you know, just through the hug or the handshake, or I don't know. I mean, it could be simple stuff. It could be like two dates. Well, what was that about? Well, he was part of that group and you needed to see him again. Could be something like that, but they're saying there's something about the handshake that you're actually going to come into physical contact with a lot of these people, and I guess there's something about the heart and the hand or whatever, like the handshake or the hug or whatever. There's that part's important somehow. What else can I tell you? So interesting. Let me see if I can get anything else about that. And say your name one more time.
Teddy.
Oh God, those books are actually famous. And say your name one more time.
Teddy.
You were male in that lifetime. There's someone famous. Gosh. We'll come back to that. I'm going to see if they can download it in a way that I can get it better. Let me see if there's anything else. One moment, please.
Thank you.
I'm just seeing that card from the tarot deck. I forget the number, but it's that woman where it's like she's independent and very independent, successful, independent. It's like that energy. They're like, but we already talked about that. It's so funny. Okay, what else, sweetheart? One moment, please. Mm-hmm. You're going to have a groovy experience in this lifetime where the room's going to open up. Kind of like the 3D is going to leave, and you're either just going to see a room from another lifetime or like masters that you knew are just going to be standing there. It's going to be really cool. It's going to be like virtual reality, but it's real. They're saying if you think this is real, then that's real. You're going to have experiences like that though. And not just for your amusement, it's to just because of what you're going to be doing. It looks really cool. And say your name one more time.
Teddy.
Oh God, I wish I knew what those books were. Philosophy, something. So good. Oh, there you are. You're welcome so much. You're welcome so much. Yeah. Ah, good luck to the guy that tries to keep you down.
Yes.
Hi.
Love a message, and maybe I have a question.
Okay. I'm going to go back to Teddy real quick second. They're saying regarding relationships, they want to just kind of recap because what I said at the end concerned them actually a little bit. So they want to kind of correct me. So it doesn't mean that you cannot have a beautiful relationship. It's something where when you know who you are and what you need, you make accommodations accordingly. So they're saying step out in faith and have a good time and trust your instincts rather than the wedding bells. And what they mean by that is don't listen to folklore or just linear expectations to create your own beautiful experience.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. They don't like when I editorialize because it changes the energy. Okay, come on, please. You're receiving a lot of light codes from spirit. You're receiving a lot of communication from spirit. And it's gone into your heart. So you're dreaming big. In other words, you're right on schedule. You're in the process of your divine appointment, your divine calling. They're saying expect miracles in terms of tuning into the stars. I feel like the energies of beings of light that have been calling you, awakening you, are going to reveal themselves in the not so distant future. And as you, and say your first name, please.
Katie.
as you, oh my gosh, how can you be there? Oh my gosh. I felt you right there. Oh wow. Oh wow, wow, wow. One moment, please. That just threw me for a loop. They're showing me, as I'm trying to get my bearings back, they're showing me the Oracle card that says accelerated motion. I love that card when I get that card. It's like, yes, because that means I'm doing a good job. So again, this is not about me, this is about you. You're doing an excellent job, excellent performer of truth. So you have like this predestined platform that is in the process of being orchestrated. And they're like, when I tune into you, they're saying, breathe, 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 because it's like a little scary because you feel like you're floating in midair. But they're saying you're not. And I literally see, it's so beautiful. I don't know how to explain this. It's almost like you're like, imagine this concert where the performer is like standing on this like circular platform, but then suddenly like the platform like starts moving in the air. Like someone went to a concert and explained this to me, that this actually happened. Starts moving in the air, and so everybody can see the person, but they actually get airlifted. So it just starts traveling in the middle of the air where it seems like nothing's holding them, and they're like a free fall kind of thing. But in fact, They're being orchestrated to their destiny. So I literally see you like you're standing on like Super Bowl or whatever, where like the thing goes up, and you're standing there. But then suddenly it starts moving, like almost like this mechanical arm or something, but much more fantastic. And you're moving, and there you go. And so remember that how do I put this in words? Katie, say your name one more time.
Katie.
You're responding to the light codes is what's happening, and it's shifting very quickly, and that's the reason why you may prejudge situations, because it may feel like a free fall or you're falling, but in fact you're oh my gosh, it's almost like, to be honest, I don't have the words, other people do, I don't. In terms of how like your biochemistry is changing, I mean like everything within you is changing at such a rapid pace, and this is why it's almost like your brain can't keep up to the process, because it's unfolding where it's almost like you've got this predestiny and there's like confusion, because like your linear life or your mind or brain hasn't really caught up, because it's living in like a different timeline or a different supposition about self, whereas because you've been responding to and say your name one more time, please.
Mm-hmm.
Because you've been responding to it's like an ever flow of energy, like literally you're being worked on 24/7. I don't know how to explain this. It's almost like every day you wake up. Like imagine a car mechanic, and like imagine someone has got like these like amazing cars, and they've got a whole fleet, you know, of like a Bentley and a Ferrari, whatever. So they have like a full-time car mechanic to attend to all these things. That's how it feels to me, where it's like you're being serviced 24/7. It's almost like every day you wake up, you're a different version of Katie. You're a lighter version of Katie. And so, and again, it's like there's some kind of, I don't know what it is, to be honest, I wish I did, but there's this predestined arrangement that is occurring. And so, but here's the point, they're saying, get back to the point. The point is, while the mind may feel like flustered or confused, or it's like, wait a minute, I'm flying with like no support here, you're not, because, and they say, go back to this, because this is what you need to know. It was like, I saw you on the circular stage, and this arm, a hand that's holding you, this is where they want you to trust. Almost like a bird in a nest. They're showing me a bird in a nest, where you're being carried, and boom, here you go. So that's the first thing they want to say. But what I want to say is when I tune into you, the light, what they're showing me is these light codes. And I literally see, other people have words, I don't. But it's sort of like the 12-strand DNA, like that's what I'm trying to explain that I can't exactly. But I just see stuff going off. I just see light, and I just see light, and I see, oh my gosh, I would actually call them like technicians. I don't know how else to explain it. It's almost like, imagine these like engineers from another dimensional reality that are, I don't want to say working on you, but supporting you. Okay, one moment, please. And you do have light language literally all around you. Now, you may not be sharing it, though you can. Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, I just saw you in another, wherever you're from, talking in light language. But you're just talking, like we would talk in English. You're talking in a different language. Oh my gosh. Aw. Oh my gosh. I wish I could share that. Yeah, you're pretty special. You're pretty special. All right, let me see what else I can tell you. And say your name again, please. Katie? Gosh, I really don't want to be wrong about this. One moment, please. Katie, say your name one more time.
Katie.
And say it one more time.
Katie.
You may or may not be interested in this information. In the moment, or even in your future moments. And say your name one more time.
Katie.
But there is an opportunity for, oh gosh, what would be the right word? Another experience of love. It's going to be your choice. It's going to be your choice. And say your name one more time.
Katie.
It's so weird. I never felt that until now. It's like harmonious. Do you know what I mean? It's harmonious. It's good. But it's going to ultimately be your choice. Okay, let me see if there's anything else, and we'll go to your question. And say your name one more time.
Katie.
I know what I vote for, though. It's good, so I know what I vote for. Let me see if there's anything else, and say your name one more time.
Katie.
You're being watched after. You're being watched after, and you're loved. Oh my gosh. I'm going to say this, like your guides bow to you. Like, I know they're your guides, but they bow to you, like as if you're the leader and they're, okay, here you, like, okay, I need this. Okay, we got to like work for her. And say your name one more time. You've got guides that are, it's almost like you're the queen, and it's like, here you go, you're surrounded with love.
Katie?
impeccable love, impeccable love. I mean, the love that, oh gosh, it's almost like a baby just being like surrounded by like the best, softest, purest cotton on earth. You know, it's just like cocooned. Let's say your name one more time.
Katie.
I don't know what this means, but they're also like working to rearrange things for your suiting, for your comfort. They're like working behind the scenes to, and say your name one more time. They're saying they've got your back. They've got your back. So they're working behind the scenes too for preparation for you. And question?
My question is, I have a knowing that maybe the next month or so is a time for me to go in. I feel like it's a time for me just to cocoon. Is there any comment on that?
They're saying go to your happy place. So funny, I put that on Facebook. Go to your happy place within, and you will be quite surprised in who you find within. Trying to figure out how to do that. And say your name one more time.
Katie.
Drop the mind. There's still a tendency to like mind your way with your mind, kind of like we're going in, guys. You know, and it's like push. It's probably because you're just so smart. So there's still like that mind kind of focus. So hold on 1 second and say your name one more time. Yeah, you're gonna feel like an opening of the heart. So it's like, I don't know, the way I meditate is like I just observe the thoughts. When you see the thoughts, just observe them. Don't start thinking along with them. And if you do, then you just let them go and go back to observing. And then as you do, and say your name one more time.
Katie.
As you do, you're going to start experiencing some shifts, where like the energy starts shifting, and you're it has to do with opening up your heart, and they're saying that this time actually is, even though it's challenging, will be uplifting and exciting, because exciting perhaps is pushing it a little bit, but uplifting in that because of the sensitivity of the heart right now, as you open up to receiving, because you know the ego structure won't be as solid right now, that you will receive the heavenly charge, meaning you'll receive the heavenly gifts. You're just gonna, someone's gonna be there. someone's gonna be there. So you will receive that. And say your name one more time.
Katie.
And say it one more time.
Katie.
Now that I've had you say your name a million times, release Katie. Release Katie. So this is a time or an opportunity for reestablishment of your truth. And say your name one more time. Surrender. As you surrender, I feel like you literally surrender your linear form, which is a little bit like release Katie. And you, oh yeah, I just feel like, how do I say this? Katie, say your name one more time.
Katie.
your inner world gets pretty well developed. Pretty well developed. Yeah, you're going places, like as if I didn't know that, but you really are. Well, hi.
Hi.
Hi. Okay, so we're normally not as long-winded, but since it's just us, why not? Welcome. How can we help you?
I'd like a message, please.
Oh, of course. You've got fairies, you've got elementals, you've got sprites. Do you like nature?
Yes.
Yeah. So you have not met any of these beings, I'm guessing. They know you. Oh my gosh. And say your first name.
Joan.
And say it one more time.
Joan.
It's sort of like the message to Katie. She's in the process of coming to herself, like coming to her own truth, coming to her own awarenesses of the heart. And you, for whatever reason, and say your name one more time.
Joan.
Thank you. Gosh. Yeah, I get that. For whatever reason, there seems to be some kind of block. They're saying she's left out in the cold. She's left out in the cold. There seems to be some kind of block to your oh gosh, what would this be? I don't know if it's just clairvoyancy or just your capacity to receive. But as that is adjusted, you literally, and say your name again, please.
Joan.
You have access to like all of the divas, all of the fairies, the gnomes, the animal kingdom. You've been this amazing shapeshifter in other dimensions where you took on animal form. And so, oh my gosh, like the trees talk to you. It almost looks like, you know, the energies of the druids or something like that. Oh gosh, I understand what the problem is now. Somehow, there was something happened. Okay, let me figure this out for you. You really are phenomenal. And say your name one more time.
Joan.
You literally are one of these people. I read a book once. It was oh gosh, what do you call it? It was a cooking book. And it was like basil, and the basil channeled to her, like told her everything that basil is good for, and then she'd have a basil recipe, and then the same thing with the rosemary, whatever it is. You could do that. You could do that. So this whole arena of nature just is totally open to you. Have you done any of this? I'm guessing not. I'm trying to figure out what this block is. It makes sense that you haven't actually. And Joan, say your name one more time.
Joan.
It got shut down. I'm trying to figure out why. Joan, say your name one more time, please.
Joan.
I just feel like sincere prayer work will help open it back up. So you can just, well, the first thing, I just love this because it works so well. Just pray to have revealed to you what you need to know, just across the board, because that just brings so much to light. But in terms of opening up this blocked energy, you can really just make a sincere prayer request to Mother Mary and or, Mother Nature, the divas, and ask for restoration. And yeah, I just feel, and let's just make sure and say your name one more time, please.
Joan.
Ask for restoration to be of good service, to be of a blessing. Like, in other words, restoration, not just because, hey, it would be fun to see all this again, but so that you can bring an acquittal that's due. I don't know what happened, but something happened that needs some kind of cleanup work on some level. But a simple, sincere request to Mother Earth, Mother Nature, Mother Mary, to have like restoration, and the restoration of sight, the restoration of sound and speech, for the benefit of all, will bring this forth. You're absurdly talented. So that's the first thing that they want to mention. And say your name again, please.
Joan.
There's part of you that's still holding on to the past. Some of it's like past stuff in this incarnation. Some of it's when someone was talking about past lives. Some of it's like awareness of like past sins or trespasses in other incarnations, where that just sort of like lays heavy on you for whatever reason. And they're saying that there's no need for that. You know, you can lighten up, and that everything is really like we all arrive with the perfect kit in this incarnation to bring forth goodness, bring forth healing. Hold on 1 second. They are giving you some practical advice, so hold on. Excuse me. And say your name one more time, please.
Joan.
My gosh. You can just be a good bodhisattva every day, and that will balance it all out. So it's as simple as this. And you may do this already, but apparently you can do a little bit more, and that will bring you like even more gold coins, gold stars. So whatever you do, just wish the benefits of it. So whether you're meditating, you're doing a mantra, whatever you're doing, to wish the benefits of it. Be for the benefit of all sentient beings. Be for the benefit of everyone's awakening. Anything like that, but make it sincere, is going to do a lot for you in terms of, I don't know. I don't know if it's clearing your karma or clearing your concern about your karma. I almost think it's clearing your concern more than anything. But you have, I'll just say this. Here's the bottom line. You have opportunity to do some sincere clearing that will open you up and get you rocking and rolling. You're incredibly gifted, particularly with your abilities with nature. It just blows me away. And do you have a question?
No question.
All right, let me see if there's anything else before we close. And say your name again, please.
Joan.
One moment. Say it one more time, please.
Joan.
Thank you. You have this being. Do you channel? Because you have this being that is, you don't channel? Because you're still blocked. So you have this being that's working with you. Let me see what I can say about her. One moment. Joan, say your name one more time, please.
Joan.
One moment, sweetheart. I'm just going to go a little higher. And Joan, say it one more time, please.
Joan.
Thank you. I will add this, thank you. any sincere prayer every day to be of service to humanity, be of service to all sentient beings, be of service to divinity, will help reverse all this. I don't know what this is, but there's something that just needs reversal. And I really don't know that if it's like a karmic thing or it's just your concern about it. But again, it's like that Bodhisattva prayer of just, I'll just leave you with this if this helps, because I think it will make an impression. So it's just my path. And so here's my little story. You know, sometimes more times than I would like, I'm in with my own personal whatever's going on, where I'm still believing in linear, but that's shifting. But nevertheless, and then I have a session, then I have a group or whatever it is. And my thing is, everyone laughs because I tell the story 24 times a day, but I play John Lennon's song, Imagine. And the reason I do is I listen to 7 words that this man sang, and it opens my heart chakra. It opens my heart chakra. It takes me out of being a linear being. It takes me out of even knowing who Nicole is. And it moves me into the space of non-dualism, where we are all the light and we're all one, and of just being of service to everyone's spirit. And I no longer see people as people. I just see spirit. But it's my point being, they're saying, get to the point. The point being, it's like serving God. So when I just want to serve God, when I don't, my life, whatever, I just trust spirit to keep me afloat. But when my desire is to serve God, when my desire is to serve the spiritual self of everyone I come in contact with, whether I'm doing this or I'm at the grocery store, magic happens. So when I tune into you, you have opportunity, and say your name one more time, please,
Joan,
to experience a bit more magic. It's just that simple. And somehow opening up like the door to the light, opening up to the door, whether it's of service to God or service to, everything that you do to dedicate the merit to others, it will start shifting, and you're due for a shift because for whatever reason, things seem a little bit blocked, and you're honestly extraordinary. I mean, you're an amazing shapeshifter, and your ability to communicate with nature is mind-boggling. So I hope that helps. Okay. You're welcome. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, shaved a little time. Indeed. We are quite delighted. Yes, we bring our good wishes and our calling. In other words, dear ones, remember to call in truth. Remember to call on love. We are here in service. In deepest gratitude, we remain. Namaste. Thank you, everyone.